Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. So just putting everything up. So we'll do an hour. We'll do this week's show, okay? Well, this is what we should do. We'll keep going as much as we can. We put hours of air time. I have other stuff, but I needed to do an article, and I actually finished it this morning instead of it. So I didn't think I was going to have time, but I may very well. So let's put the first hour in the can, okay? So anyway, while Stuart is finishing up the details, putting it up, so I was reading all about the Social Security stuff. Did you read about it? Okay. Yeah, the problem is that the webinar is at all from home. Right, okay, good, because that saves me. I also signed up for it. But I did read the report. So let me just tell that to you in a nutshell so we can discuss it on the air. It's very simple. You know the file and suspend. Well, forget it. No, it is no longer. And what I think we can do is you or I could explain the file and suspend. All right, I'll do it. But the key to it is that it's under siege, that Social Security is under siege, that this is the beginning. See, I'm a journalist, I can say this. It's the tip of the iceberg, say what I saw at the Washington Conference on Aging, where it was addressed. And then the conclusion is very simple. We may very well be on our own earlier than they're now saying 2042, but other commentators actually say in only 7 years, but there's no step. So. Now, are we allowed on a separate topic today? Because then I'm going to give you a phone call on the show, okay? Are we allowed to talk about the articles back and forth on annuities? I remember that because of scoring, I've been reading a lot of articles. And it's shocking how much misinformation there is actually on both sides. All it points out to me now that I'm sick of it is how important you are. Somebody who really needs to read this stuff. And I also suggest if we talk about it. Are you familiar with the taxes on giving gifts in New Jersey while you're alive? Okay. How about federal gift tax? I only want to bring it into these. So that would be a full discussion. We may be able to get in from that. So let me give you a phone number. So if you don't have to hang up after you go off this phone, you'll call in, alright? It's
818-739-8957. Yes.
And, yes. Then do you think afterwards we'd have a chance to talk about the client that came in yesterday? Dial in and we'll take care of it, okay?
I need to do a
set. So while we're once
I'm going to
10 seconds when we get on to that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just stand there and you can do it.
It's 12 minutes. You should get on.
We have 4 seconds.
Yeah, right. 4 seconds.
I'll try to make it to 12.
Well, it's not going to be full 2 hours, but we already forced 8 to 9 minutes. Whenever it's like, go away.
Okay, good.
She's going away.
Hello?
Okay, we're good.
I guess Stu wants to check that my... He can hear me okay.
Should He's actually on with you now.
Just raise the volume on the handset if that helps.
Does he need to raise the volume on the handset, Stu?
Hear him again.
Speak again.
Well, I just raised it to the maximum. I could raise it too, so.
He says it's good.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to count down. Okay, and then you're going to give me the... Okay. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour, coming to you every single Wednesday at drive time, answering your questions. And we're having a ball, actually, because we had an opportunity to see you at one of the wonderful 1450 AM events. We know what's on your mind, and I'll tell you what it is. If you don't know what's on your mind, because maybe you haven't read the news, Social Security is under siege. We're going to be talking about a major change that's already been taking place. There's always a lot of talk about changing Social Security, but this time they really did it. We'll be talking about gifting. You know, 'tis the season. And many of you might be thinking about gifting, and perhaps you have some blind spots, as Ronald Gielock would say, about taxation and giving gifts. And Ron's going to clear that one up for you. And also, I've recently written an article called The Dirtiest Word in Financial Planning. And that word is annuity. And I have to tell you, I don't think it's such a dirty word. I use that to shock people so they would read the article, because I'm pretty appalled by some of the annuity bashing without any understanding whatsoever. So perhaps understanding is what's needed on both sides. And we'll be talking about that and a lot more today. But I want to open the door right now, first of all. Ron, I'm going to talk a little bit about the change that's taken place in Social Security. But you know that you've always mentioned that people can actually look at their Social Security cards and see when Social Security would run out. They may not know about that. So can you mention that a little bit to everybody to set the stage?
Well, sure. There's a green and white card stock annual statement that Social Security produces. And you could actually go to socialsecurity.gov and look up your own statement as to your own Social Security account. And within the body of that statement, it tells you, here's the year that we are projecting we will run out of money. It's right on your statement.
You know, it's very, very frightening. Since my book, How Not to Go Broke at 102, which was reprinted in 2008, so I wrote it several years before that, and a very, very big chapter on whether there would be Social Security. And for this, we followed a study, get this one, about how the U.S. Citizens see Social Security. Believe it or not, most of them believed that there's a better chance that we will discover aliens and that Social Security will last their lifetime. We began to call it social insecurity. And yet I'll tell you that the sad part is many, many people live on Social Security. I'll tell you all that my mom did, with the exception of any little help that she got. She was a very proud woman. That's what she had. She had not amassed a pension. She had not worked at a job, although she worked for 30 years. There was no pension or golden handshake. It was just what she was able to save. She was very frugal, but she really did live on Social Security. And so it is a problem for many people. But I'll tell you what the big change was, and it leads into this. People for whom Social Security was not the most important income they had, as it was with my mom, they discovered a strategy. And that strategy, frankly, was with the help of many financial planners as well, and it was perfectly legitimate until 2 or 3 days ago. What was it? It was called File and Suspend, and many of you people, particularly in the great state of New Jersey, may have gone to seminars, other kind of seminars that Ronald Gelock does, but only focused on Social Security. You might have gotten some invitations in the mail, or you might have gone to your lawyer or financial planner or heard from your brother-in-law about this thing called File and Suspend. Many, many people in the middle class did this. What did they do? They filed for Social Security before they reached the age of 70, which is the maximum buildup you could get. They took it even at age 62 or 68, whenever the Social Security was available to them. And then they suspended it. They said, I'm taking it, but I don't really want it now. Suspend it until age 70. But my wife or my husband will take their spousal share. So what was happening was that people were rightfully getting their maximum at age 70, but their spouses was getting half during the period that they applied up until age 70, at which time the spouse often suspended their own and took a different amount as half or even got their own Social Security check. It was extra money. With extra money to the tune of half of one of the spouse's Social Securities, and it was called File and Suspend. And the interesting part of that is, if you go to, as Ron said, socialsecurity.gov, there were several of these strategies online. This is not a secret. This is not nefarious. This wasn't avoidance or evasion. It was the way you're supposed to do it if you were smart enough to know. It's over. You don't even have to look to see if it's good for you anymore. And what's interesting to me, Ron, and I'm going to throw this back at you now, is this. In doing this, in eliminating this strategy, so to speak, the government came out loud and proud and said, we don't have money. There is no money in the actual coffers, period. So this business of Social Security is going to be broke in a certain number of years that they used to put, as Ron said, on the green and white card, I'm not so sure they can say that anymore. It's very confusing because, personally, I was at the White House Conference on Aging in July when Obama himself said that Social Security would be safe until 2042. That's a long time from now, for people already in the system. And in the Republican debate, Christie said, our very own governor said, it's good for another 7 years. So I don't know what to think, but it's a little nerve-wracking, Ron. Throwing it back to you, you know, what as a financial planner, what does this all mean to you?
Well, what it really means is that individuals need to take how can I describe it? More responsibility for having a plan in place to try to make sure that they don't run out of income before they run out of breath. And that's kind of a fancy way of saying that our society is different than the society of 30 years ago. 30 years ago, 82% of people retiring had paychecks for life. They had traditional defined benefit pension plans. I saw a recent statistic that it was down to 16% with the majority of those people employees of government. So the whole idea here is to say, well, you have a lump sum of money in a 401k or an employer-sponsored plan, there's no do-overs if it gets messed up. The idea is to sit with a retirement income planner and get a solid plan in place to make sure that you're going to be okay in terms of having sound strategies to meet future income needs.
You know, Ron, I would like you to tell everybody, take a pencil and paper. Write down this number, and if you call within the next 15 minutes, you're going to discover that Ronald Gelock and Associates will give you that overall financial plan. You will be able to find out what you're paying for your current plan and your current strategies, you'll be able to find out whether there's a tax infestation so that you can keep more of what you earned. You'll be able to find out what Social Security really means to you right now and to your future. And, of course, you'll be able to see whether you need a bigger, more full-blown plan. And it's absolutely complimentary. It's a strategy, a strategic look at what you're looking for, a really important strategic session to point you in the right direction. It's absolutely free. The number is 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. But there's more to it than that. Ron, I know you do seminars all over the state, and particularly in places near our listening audience and where they're living now. Do you have anything coming up in particular, or should they just call that same number to register and to get on our list?
Well, certainly there's an event on November the 12th that's at the Public House in Chester. There's an event on November 17th up in Clifton at the Valley Regency. But if they call our office at 1-800-467-8152, they can register for the event.
You know, the problem, of course, with people is that they are shell-shocked. And when somebody comes in to you and they say, I'm really worried. The bond rates, interest rates might go up, and that's going to tank my long-term bonds. I don't know what's going on with the stock market. Every 5 minutes it changes. All of a sudden, I was having a great run, and now Social Security. What do you do? What do you do to calm them down? What do you think the number one thing you do to give them the peace of mind to make the right decisions would be?
Well, you know, I think I would say in one word, it's education. And I feel like sometimes I missed my calling because I was going to Montclair State College. It was before it was Montclair State University. It was Montclair State College. And I thought I wanted to be a teacher. And I got to the point where I was doing the student teaching and I had some doubts about it. And I ended up going to law school instead. But it's really education, and I'd like to just tell a little story, Adrian, which is kind of illustrates the point, is when I was a teenager, I can remember my mother always saying to my father, particularly in the winter, you know, look out, watch out for black ice. And, you know, of course she's meaning that thin veneer of ice that sometimes forms on the surface of the road that you can't even see. And my sister and I used to kind of laugh and joke about how my mother would say to my father, watch out for black ice. And then one day, I was actually driving down a hill, and I went to apply my brakes, and my car would not stop. It just slid on black ice, and I slid into the middle of an empty road, but I ended up on the wrong side of the road. So
Ron,
we're
going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be right in the middle of that story when we come back. Don't you guys go away. Hello. All right, so we're taking a little bit of a less than a minute break. We're going to start right going back and saying hello and going right back to that story because I see where you're going with it.
I'm going somewhere, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back again. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And we were on very, very thin black ice the last time we left you. And I know, you know, I think we all know the point Ron is getting to, but we want to hear the rest of this story. Ron, when last we left you, your car was sliding on the very black ice that your mom told you to watch out for, and you so often laughed at her admonition. How does the story end?
Well, you know, the story ends in the sense that my car slid into the middle of an open road. I ended up on the wrong side of the road after spinning around. Fortunately, I did not hit another car. I didn't end up in an accident. But, you know, my chest was pounding. The adrenaline was rushing. And it sort of caused me to think, you know, my mom's was not so foolish after all to warn me about black ice. So you look at this right now, right? And we go, oh my gosh, you know, the market was flirting with, the Dow was flirting with 18,000. Then in the summer we had a scare, it dropped down about 15.5. It was down slightly over 10% for the year. And now it's rebounded some, you know, up to 17.7 or so. And it's so easy to just sort of breathe a sigh of relief and say, oh, well, I don't have anything to worry about. But really, if you think about it, there's a lot to worry about if you are dependent upon market fluctuation and risk to give you the income that you're going to need in retirement.
And, of course, we know that many people are dependent on Social Security. They're looking forward to it. I know many people in their very, very early 60s say to me, Adrian, I'm not in such great shape as I wish. And you're going to laugh, but I can't wait till I'm 65, because when I'm 65, I'll have my Medicare. I'll have to take my Social Security in a year or two, or I maybe take a little early, and I'll be more on easy street. And now we're finding we can't rely on anything with the new changes in Social Security. So, you know, Ron, you often talk about the black ice almost as blind spots, things we can't know, that we don't even know, and we just don't see coming. And I wanted to remind everybody, you know, we ask you and invite you to come in for a complimentary strategy session to point you in the right direction. We do that for people listening to our show. If they call in the next 15 minutes, and don't worry that it's during the show, we have somebody there standing by, you call 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, or you can just leave a message. But for those of you who aren't quite ready to come in, we've written one of the most important books I've ever written, and I'm just the sidekick. It's Ron's book, Beating the Fear Factor: False Evidence About Retirement. And he has many chapters and references to the blind spots in there, things you don't know you don't know. And Newsmax, one of the most important and impartial news feeds in the world, selected Ron's topic on blind spots to reproduce it for their millions of readers. And you can get it free. You can get a free download of Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement, simply by going online to ronaldgielackandassociates.com. ronaldgielackandassociates.com. You'll also be able to sign up for your free consultation if you wish there, but you can also get the download of the book if you're not ready, and it's very interactive. If you use the web at all, you'll even be able to take a quiz as to what blind spots you have. So this is 1-800-467-8152 or Ronald Gielack and Associates, that's G-E-L-O-K, all written out, and associates.com. So let's go back, Ron. You know, you mentioned actually in the first part of the show that people have to create their own pensions because those are a thing of the past. How do you create your own pension other than trying to put some money into your IRAs? And even those are very subject to the stock market and the bond market.
Well, the whole idea is segmenting out a portion of retirement savings specifically for income generation. And the idea is to look intelligently and rationally at some of the offerings from insurance companies that will guarantee a specific level of income for life.
Now, you know, this is where we get to something I mentioned at the beginning of the show. These could be indexed insurance, these could be indexed annuities, and people truly misunderstand them. Now, you talked about education. You spend a lot of your time educating. But why is it so controversial, just the word? When you really look at it and you sit down and think about it, the points fit into most people's needs after retirement, or at least many people's needs after retirement. Why the controversy?
Well, it's really, really interesting, Adrian, because there was a polling company, I forget the name of the polling company, that did a survey of retirees and pre-retirees, asking them what would they like to have in an ideal retirement account. And people said, well, number one, I don't want to lose money. I don't want the account going backwards. Number two, I don't want to settle for CD-like rates of return. I want the potential to earn a reasonable rate of interest. Number three is I'd love it if I could be provided a guarantee as to the amount of income that I could generate for the rest of my life and the rest of my spouse's life, and I'd want to know that whatever's left over ends up going to my children. And if you think about it, if we were all on a committee to design an ideal retirement vehicle, these are the things that most of us would say we would want. Well, guess what? By definition, this is a type of fixed annuity that has a lifetime income guarantee. And the reason for the controversy, I think it's all about money. It's all about where is the money being taken away from when it goes into guaranteed, you know, insurance products. Well, answer is it's coming from major institutions who don't really want to see the money go elsewhere.
Yeah, and of course mutual funds are very popular. I remember the days when nobody had a mutual fund. They couldn't understand them, and they weren't available to them. And they had huge fees associated with them right off the bat, so your money was earning less at the beginning. And they have improved and changed. And I remember the times when certain annuities locked you in too much, where the amount of compensation to the people selling it was too much, and they have changed and improved. So, you know, different strokes for different folks really is the right answer. And it's really a shame and a pity when the media, and I'm one of them, I'm part of the media, and I was saying this about my own kind, so to speak, shoots people down in terms of keeping their eyes open as to all their alternatives. We're going to come back in a minute. We'll be back in a second with the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the details with regard to what annuity types there are, what's out there, some of the differences, give you a little bit of a quick education. But remember, there's nothing better than having your own personal crafted strategy session with a true advisor. And you can do that free of charge to point you in the right direction with a phone call in the next 15 minutes to Ronald Gielack and Associates. And that number is 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. And we'll also be talking about gifting for the holiday season. Don't you guys go anywhere. Okay, so that's that segment. We're getting through very, very nicely, okay? Stuart's resetting the clock.
By the way, we were talking about when we offered the complimentary strategy session, you know, for listeners who had, what do we say, $200,000 or more in retirement savings. You know, we were talking about...
Okay, so we're going to go back. I'm going to talk about just a little bit of education on types of annuities without saying, you know, if you like them or you don't like them, you don't have to get many. And then we'll talk about gifting, okay? So, Stu, you want to... Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and we're back again with... Stuart, we have to start. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg and...
Ronald Gielack.
And this is the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour. And so, you know, this is the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour, by the way, spelled G-E-L-O-K if you want to go to the website, Ronald Gielack and Associates, to get your free book, Beating the Fear Factor, and many, many other complimentary services that the Ronald Gielack and Associates firm provides. But since it is the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour, and he shared with us today that he kind of wanted to be a teacher and took a little bit of a different direction, going to law school and finally as an advisor. I want to give you a little bit of a chance, Ron, to do something that you love, and that is to educate. This business of annuities and the controversy, I believe, has something to do with the fact that we call things that are not necessarily annuities. Annuities, that's what they're called. But it's seven or eight different things that are actually very different with big impacts on our finances in very different ways, and they're all called annuities. It would be like we call a train, a truck, a car, and a boat an annuity, or one word, and we're talking about very different vehicles, so to speak. Can you just educate us a little bit on that to get our minds straight? I know many people are confused.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember one time watching Susie Orman's show and her making a comment to the effect of, my goodness, if a broker ever shows you a variable annuity, don't walk out the door, run out the door. And the reason she was saying that is because some variable annuities have what we feel are obscenely high fees and expenses, 3%, 4% per year or more. So, but there's annuities in a way, Adrian, they're like automobiles, meaning there's a lot of makes and models. So if I say automobile, one person might think Toyota Prius and somebody else is thinking Cadillac Escalade, very different vehicles one from the other. So there's the immediate annuity, which is a pension, where you trade a lump sum of money to an insurance company for a stream of income for life. That's the, I guess, a very old-fashioned type of annuity. Another type is sometimes referred to as the CD-style fixed annuity account, where you might have an interest rate of, say, 3%. That rate might be guaranteed for 5 years or 7 years. And that's pretty straightforward, easy to understand. The money's growing tax-deferred. What you see is what you get. If you pull out too much too fast, typically 10% is penalty-free each year, but, gee, if you take out more than that, you can run into an early withdrawal penalty. You've got the variable annuity, which is a securities product sold by Prospectus that does involve risk. And you've got the hybrid, which I refer to as a fixed annuity that offers a choice each year between fixed interest or index-linked interest, and you've got fixed annuities that have what's called lifetime income guarantees or riders that offer lifetime income guarantees that don't require annuitization, which is kind of a bit of a dirty word. Annuitization is where you go and you trade your lump sum away for the stream of payments. We rather have accounts or annuities that will guarantee a specific level of income without requiring you to trade your lump sum away or give up control. So it's very confusing to the average person who says, well, how am I supposed to figure out what might be worth looking at or what might be good for me or what I should avoid? And so this is part of what we do with clients is when appropriate, we sit down and we educate them and bring them up to speed on what their choices are.
So I want to remind everybody that Ron's latest book, Beating the Fear Factor, goes through these with a fine-tooth comb, does show the differences. It's called, the subtitle is 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. Why only 15 minutes? Well, two things. One, we've discovered that people spend more time planning their vacations than their retirement. So if you tell them it's going to take too long, they won't read the book. But the second reason is that there are quizzes there, and there are interactive webinars so that you really can take about 15 minutes and it'll change so much of your understanding and upgrade your understanding. Get it for free. Just download it free. You can go to Amazon and buy it, but you can download it for free at ronaldgelockandassociates.com, ronaldgelockandassociates.com. And you also hear about it in Ron's wonderful seminars that are coming up. He'll tell you where they are, but the same phone number, 1-800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, call that in the next 15 minutes, and you'll get something for which there really is no substitute, your own design, one-on-one strategic session to point you in the right direction with a Ronald Gelock and Associate Advisor. And please do make that call. The idea is to see what it's costing you for what you're getting in your present plan. Saving fees perhaps may make a big difference. Saving taxes in really tax-infested IRAs or qualified plans, what that can do to get you the income that you need, And, of course, an explanation of a variety of vehicles, all kinds, whether it's managed money, whether it's mutual funds, or whether it's some of these annuity-style products that we're talking about. There's no substitute for this, and there's no other way that you can receive this from Ronald Gielack & Associates but by calling 800-467-8152 within the next 15 minutes. Okay. Ron, let's go back to you. I mentioned that you're doing some seminars. One of them is in one of my favorite restaurants, the Public House in Chester. Tell everybody the dates, and we'll give them the number one more time.
Well, it's November 5th as well as November 12th, and then also on Tuesday, November 17th at the Valley Regency on Valley Road in Clifton.
And it's 1-800-467-8152. And throughout 2016, we'll be doing more and more seminars in the listening area. We've just had so many wonderful seminars already over at Chimney Rock. We'll be scheduling some more of those as well. All right. So, you know, we talked about these confusing words. And I'm going to make one other point before we start to discuss our favorite topic, which is taxes and saving them. And that is this. I've been reading articles, negative articles, positive articles, on annuities, but specifically what you call the hybrid, the fixed indexed annuities, where you can meet those criteria that you mentioned in the poll, where your money cannot go back, where you can participate in the stock market in the good years, not go back and lose in the bad years, and where you can leave a legacy as well as take out money for yourself. And one of the things that I've been reading about is, and you're the one who taught me this, but you don't even know this, Ron, I've been reading about some annuities where when you participate in the stock market and you can't, in the indexes, you can't go back, but you don't make much. And others, seemingly exactly the same, and you made much more in the same years in the same index. And I was wondering, how is that possible? And I began to see what you do all the time, that within even the one kind of annuity, the fixed indexed annuity, which is the poster child for what most people would like in a retirement plan, there are different companies. And you study those companies to know how they actually work. Even under the same circumstances in the market, they may act differently. Don't you always say that you throw a lot of them out as well?
You know, Adrian, yes, I kind of joke and I kind of describe our office sometimes being a little bit like a doctor's office, where if you've ever been in a doctor's office waiting room and the pharmaceutical sales rep shows up, you know, well, gee, your appointment to get in to see the doctor is delayed. Well, guess what? Insurance companies send out what's known as product wholesalers to financial advisory offices to try to get financial advisors to offer their products to their prospective clients. And most of these products that I see, I throw right in the garbage can. I'd say 95 to 98% of them I throw right in the garbage can because they're written, I think, in favor of the insurance company instead of the consumer. But there are a handful of programs that actually do make some sense. And you know what, Adrian, if you had met me 20 years ago, there was nobody who was more anti-annuity than I, because quite frankly, 20 years ago, it would be real simple. We would just say, well, let's ladder a CD portfolio or let's ladder a municipal bond portfolio and we'll get what we need to meet our fixed income needs that way. But that's not the world we live in today. So now, you know, I've done a 180 or a 360 and now I'm more open-minded to say, well, you know what, if the guarantees and the safety we're looking for are coming from insurance companies, then let's be reasonable about it and let's take a look at it. And that's what I've done.
You know, the last time when I first met you, you were actually looking over, you may not remember, but I was impressed, 31 different companies. And I said, oh my goodness, look at this, you got a lot of choices. And you said, no, I only have six. So I actually caught you in the act of throwing stuff away. But I will also say that what I've learned in working with Ronald Gielack & Associates is this. Truly, again, I say it again, very trite, different strokes for different folks. I've actually seen annuities work very differently. Same kind of thing. The fixed indexed annuities work differently for different people. some people will say, you know, Adrian, I need my money right away. I do, in the next 2 years, I have to have use of my money. And others say, I want to set it and forget it. I'm not going to even think or need this money for several years. But they all still want to participate in the market, and they all still want to get their bonuses and their signing bonuses and all the other things that come with it. So different features are important to different people. Different riders are important to different people. And you need to see what your strategic session will turn up with Ron Gielak and Associates. That's why we offer it. And it is free, and it does point you in the right direction. But please call within 15 minutes of this show, 800-467-8152. Better off, we won't be insulted. You can call now, 800-467-8152. Now, we're going to be back in just a few seconds, and we're going to talk about gifting. It is the season to be jolly. It is the season to gift. But a lot of people are very, very confused also about what the taxation is. And we will continue with our education session. Don't go anywhere. Okay, Stuart's going to reset. We're going to the last part of the show, which is all going to be about the federal gifting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you made a face when you looked at the board. Was there something wrong?
I was on the library.
Right.
And can't get up.
Oh.
Put it on the cradle.
Oh.
Charge.
Oh. Okay. No problem. Okay. I'm ready when you are. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielak.
And this is the Ronald Gielak Retirement Power Hour. All right, we've been talking about education, and we've been talking about things that confuse the public and the consumer of financial products, but nothing is more confusing than our 70,000-page Internal Revenue Code, 70,000 pages. But, yeah, it's true. I'll tell you how bad that code is. In the early 90s, the Financial News Network was looking for a man, and this is the truth, a man, broadcaster, who would host IRS Tax Beat, a show that was about understanding your taxes. They couldn't find anybody. Now, you know that this is a very competitive world, the world of media, and people will stand online to get a job and to be seen on television. Now, one commentator felt capable of toughing it out with the complexities of the code. I ended up getting the job as the host, and eventually I'm very thrilled to say winning an Emmy, because, and very few people know this, one of the people they really wanted, this is true, fellow, said no, the only person who could even stand and have the patience for this thing would be Adrian Berg, you ought to call her in. And they did, and I got the job. But the fact is, it's that complicated. It's that people didn't even want to be a host on a show that had to do with the Internal Revenue Code. So let's talk, Ron. I mean, you have an expertise in taxation. Tell us a little bit about that, and what is the facts on gift giving and taxation on a federal level so that we can know it going into this holiday season?
Sure, Adrian. I mean, people are under, I guess I'd call it some misconceptions when it comes to what they can gift. Like we all know years ago it used to be we could gift $10,000 a year without triggering gift taxes. And, you know, now it's we can gift $14,000 a year without triggering gift taxes. But what people do not have any clue or idea about is that you can actually gift a lot more than $14,000 per year, provided you have your accountant or tax preparer file a gift tax return and tell the government that you made the gift, and they're simply going to take that as a credit against your $5,430,000 federal estate tax limit. So in other words, let's say you decided you wanted to gift $500,000 to your two children. Well, you can do it, but you just file the gift tax return, and then ultimately when you pass away, instead of your federal estate tax threshold being $5.4 million, it'd be like $4.9 million. But that's not the only thing to look at. You know, if you gift an asset that has a low cost basis, then you run into issues that when your kids go to sell that asset, they could be triggering capital gains tax on the difference between your cost basis and the price that the asset gets sold for. So this is not an area where you want to tread without getting professional advice.
You know, the added complexity and the thing that I've never really been quite sure of, for the $14,000 now, is that per any person? Can you give $14,000, let's say, to friends, I don't know that you'd want to, gift and estate tax-free? Or does it have to be a child or a relative or somebody in a relationship with you?
No, it can be anybody, but you could certainly say, well, I have two children, so you can gift $14,000 to each of the two children. And you could say, well, if I have four grandchildren, I could give $14,000 to each of the grandchildren. And if you're married, your spouse could do the same thing. So that's a lot of gifting capacity, if you will.
Right. But even with that, the step-up in basis would be lost,
depending on what you're giving, there would be no gift tax. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, depending on what you're giving. If you're just giving cash, it's a non-issue. But if
right.
You're gifting,
so, you know, during the holiday season, we think about giving toys and we think about giving sort of thing. But a lot of people do save up gifts that they're planning to give for college for the end of the year. They do that as well. And that's why I wanted to bring this up. It was very interesting. Talk about an annuity and gifting. A client came in that I actually worked with at Ron Gielack and Associates just the other day. And what she had set up, Ron, was this. She had set up a 529 program, which is your college program. This is, by the way, for her grandchildren, not for her children. 529 for college savings. In fact, it was a second marriage, and one of the beneficiaries was her second husband's grandchild, with which she had no family relationship with. I mean, she had a personal relationship, but not a legal relationship. So all the kids were beneficiaries of 529, and you'll like this one. She set up her annuity, the very kind of annuities that we were talking about, so that when it threw off growth, it would go right into the 529 plan. Instead of her taking out the growth, it would go as a gift to college planning. And this was something she had set up quite a while ago. I thought she was a great grandma. What do you think about that sort of a strategy? And should people be thinking about, you know, several layers of strategy when they come into Ronald Gielack and Associates?
Well, Adrian, everybody's situation is a little different and a little bit unique from somebody else's. So for the client that you were dealing with, it certainly sounds like it was an excellent strategy, because if she had money in a fixed annuity account and that fixed annuity was earning a higher rate of interest than, say, she'd be earning in the bank, and she wanted to take the interest that was being earned and then divert that interest into a 529 plan, which is kind of like a Roth IRA for education, meaning the money in the 529 plan grows free from tax, and as long as it's used for education, it's tax-free. Certainly nothing wrong with that strategy for her.
Yeah, and this is what we mean by strategic sessions to point you in the right direction. You really don't know what you don't know. And so we give you so many opportunities to open your eyes through the education with Ronald Gielack and Associates. One is Ron's latest book. I have my 2 cents in there also, Beating the Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. You get it free of charge. You can download it at ronaldgielackandassociates.com. If you do have an annuity and you don't like your annuity, you might want to learn how you can exchange that. And that is also a tax-free exchange. There's a white paper on that, which you can also download at the same website, ronaldgielackandassociates.com, and many other things. If you do want that consultation to point you in the right direction, have your strategy session. What is it costing you? What better and what improvements can you make? What don't you know that you don't know? Call right now. That's 800-467-8152. And that's the same number for going to any of the wonderful Ronald Gielack and Associates lunch or dinner seminars. They're at great restaurants. We have a lot of fun, but you also get a lot of information. It's 800-467-8152. And, Ron, we're at the end of our rope here, the end of the rope, the end of the day. Thank you. Once again, it's just such a pleasure to co-host with you.
Yeah, I think people really enjoy the show. It's great.
I really do think so. We're getting good feedback. So keep listening and tune in at 7 o'clock on Saturdays for the Travel and Leisure Arm of the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour. And get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, so that's good. That's in the can. Stuart, we don't have another hour. Well, first of all, Ron has a 1 o'clock hard deadline.
Yeah, and honestly, Adrian, I think it would maybe make more sense for us to talk about other things and even prepare a little bit more for the next show in terms of, you know, thinking about what we want to cover rather than just, like, rush and get it done for the sake of getting it done.
Right.
Not that that's what we would be doing, but you know what I mean.
No, very, very good. First of all, they have been working out well. Stuart does a little editing. They sound tight and nice. And Bert has written a couple of times saying how professional it sounds. So we are sounding good, but you're absolutely right. Now, I can do a few things. I've been saving up a lot of scraps of, you know, polls and different things, different articles that relate. So one of the things I can do is I can send you a list of new topics and things that where I actually have some hard news about it and see which you would like to cover. And, you know, you can do the same. So we can do that.
Well, should I call you back on the 908 number? Because we're
going to ask.
On the
Stu, should we stay on this for a few minutes? Does Ron have to call me back, or can we stay on this for a few minutes?
We can stay on it.
Okay, I think we should then. I'm going to hang up. Otherwise, everything we're saying is going to be recorded, okay?
Okay, all right. I'll
call
you right back.
Okay, very good. Right, bye.
Bye.